Back here on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we're joined now by a state qualifier for girls tennis, Ava Breams, for Pella Christian. Ava, very exciting. First fall season for girls tennis this year, and to be able to make it to state for the Eagles here, I know that's been a goal of yours over the last 4 years now. What does it mean to be able to accomplish this goal?
Yeah, it means a lot. I'm so thankful for this opportunity, and it's really good to see that all my hard work is paying off, and I'm so thankful for the gifts that God has given me to be able to play tennis.
And let's talk about the day too, because it was an eventful day. It took 13 hours to get the full tournament in there, and you come away as the regional runner up there, but still automatically qualifying for state as well. As a competitor too, just walking through that process of a rain delay and stuff like that, how did you mentally just stay sharp throughout the duration of the day, throughout the delay, to make sure that you were on top of your game when it came time to try to get to the state tournament?
Yeah, it definitely was a challenge. Definitely added a loop to the scenario when playing, but definitely have to stay mentally focused and focus on doing your best and playing your game.
And now let's talk about the tournament, looking through it. It looked like the first few matches went pretty easy for you. You end up against the number three seed to go to the regional championship there to try to secure a spot at state. And that was a tough match, especially, I know, that first set, close one that you dropped. How were you able to bounce back from that one and be able to pick up the final two?
Yeah, I was definitely getting frustrated in the first set. Definitely had to readjust my mindset there and just focus on playing my game, being patient, going back to what I like to do instead of playing more of her game. So definitely going back to what I like to play, my style of play, and focus on being mentally tough.
And one thing I know that through watching you play, watching Coach Stubbs communicate you with during matches is just kind of making sure that you stay within your rhythm, because you just alluded to it there as well. What were kind of the messages you were getting from her throughout that match as you're getting the opportunity to, you know, talk with Coach after a couple of those sets and try to figure out where you can, you know, find some of those extra points to be able to kind of get some momentum against her?
Yeah, we definitely talked a lot about like strategic play and where to place the ball. Definitely was a huge thing. And then, yeah, just focusing on where I was being patient and where I was hitting good shots so that I could get the point, and then focus on staying calm.
And again, we're talking to Ava Breams, a state qualifier for the Pella Christian girls tennis team. And just kind of looking at it this year, you had to really step up into a leadership role with this team in terms of, you know, the move to the fall. Some players had to pick volleyball. You had some girls that came out from the spring that maybe hadn't been able to try tennis this year as well. Talk us through just kind of that change this year as you had to kind of step into more of that leadership role here as a senior.
Yeah, definitely a big change for a lot of people, but I think it was a really good change. The weather has been so much better, and just leadership-wise, just, yeah, it's a big role to fill, but just doing the best you can, being who you are, and trying to be kind to those underclassmen and be a good example of Christ when you're on the court playing.
And you talk about this being a good change. I know the weather is part of that, but one thing that I think is really unique too is you just look at this, and there was a lot of talk around the state when they announced this move that how is this going to do for numbers and things for different programs. Are teams going to be able to have programs? And not only did we have plenty of girls to fill out of varsity, but two junior varsities with 45 girls as well this year. When you just look at the program here at Pella Christian, how has that set you up to be in the position that you are now, where you're going to be able to contend for that singles title?
Yeah, I would say it definitely is a good program. We have really good coaches. We have lots of opportunities in the used to be fall and summer and leading up to the season, and just working in the off season to continue to get better, and then taking it hard during the season to get the best you can.
All right, and I got to ask one more kind of scheduling thing here too, because this is a pretty quick season. It feels almost like it's still the spring because it's so quick. It started so early, didn't get a lot of practice before that first match. But when you look at how things kind of played out, what was kind of your overall feel on how things shook out when it came to the schedule and just how quickly some of these matches came?
Yeah, definitely the schedule felt a bit different not being in school for that first month, but it was kind of nice. When you left for an away meet, you didn't have to worry about catching up on homework, so that was kind of a good feeling. But yeah, definitely different schedule wise but now it's weird to say that it's over and it's just September.
Yeah, it is kind of odd to say that. Got to ask too, though, because one thing that is unique with tennis is you have two tournaments instead of just the one, like you would think of with your traditional team. You have the individual and the team. So you've qualified for the individual, and you've got the team tournament going on now as well. First off, how long did you allow yourself to kind of celebrate getting to state before you kind of changed the mindset towards that team tournament? And then on top of that, you know, how do you go about making that transition from, you know, focused on the individual tournament to now focusing on the team tournament?
Yeah, definitely a big switch. Got to change your mental game really fast right over. Really celebrated the win on Thursday, and then Thursday night during practice, switch it back to focusing on tomorrow's meet, and then today as well, focusing on tomorrow to do the best that we can.
Ava, appreciate the time, and again, congratulations on making it to state.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Ava Breams, a state qualifier for the individual single girls tennis tournament, here on today's Lately Radio Sports page.